IVM.
All right. Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru and we are going to be talking to one friend of mine who has been on the podcast, Azeem. What's up, man?
Hi, Saru Bhaiya. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. And there is one very specific reason, Azeem. Let's just start with the basic question. Are Chelsea the best team in the Premier League right now?
I believe so. I think Chelsea is the best team in the Premier League right now.
Okay, that's it, everyone, for the podcast. Tata, goodbye.
you wanted an answer in one sentence. I think that's the answer in a sentence. But yes, I do believe.
So, why are they the best squad?
I think Chelsea don't have any apparent weaknesses at the moment. Every other top squad at least has one single one of them. And we were able to address most of them in the transfer window we just had. Had a good transfer window, got in the right players. And at the moment, I think we are a more complete squad in terms of depth, in terms of quality at each position to compete on all fronts and to come out on the victorious side as well. So I feel that, yes, Chelsea are more complete than the other squads. United have a little bit of a defensive midfield issue. City have a striker issue. Liverpool have a little bit of a depth issue.
If you have to compare the best starting 11s of Liverpool, Chelsea, United and City, which team, how would you rank them?
The best starting 11? That's a tough one. It's on paper or do I account for Pogba as somebody who cannot play defensive midfield?
But Pogba is not a defensive midfielder, so...
Yeah, but then he's put in a pivot position. But yes, okay, fine. If I have to rate the squads, I feel Manchester City with the best squad, with the best
squad,
starting
no.
11.
I'm talking about best starting 11.
Best starting 11. Okay, so I start from... the best starting 11 in the Premier League or amongst the top squad? I could not get the question.
What City's strongest starting 11? Right?
Okay.
You don't talk about all the lallupallu substitutes and all.
Okay.
Don't talk about the squad. The team which is considered the strongest starting 11.
Mm-hmm.
So
should be the strongest team.
Out of City, Chelsea, Liverpool and United, which team has the strongest starting 11?
I think it is Manchester City. Manchester City have the strongest starting 11.
What? Who is the striker?
Even if they don't have a striker, they were able to score over 100 goals last season without a striker. So they had
only one shot on target against Southampton on the weekend.
Last season, if everybody remembers, City had a slow start and then they went on a 19 match unbeaten run. Okay, so that run will 100% come. It is just that when it comes, but it's going to come. If Chelsea, United and Liverpool can match that run or not is the question that needs to be answered. Because City are going to be up there. They are the team to beat. And as far as the starting 11 concerned, I think they are the best. But I hope they probably have a little bit of an issue with the striker part. Like you just said, they only had one shot in the box. Probably they are missing that one link over there, and I think that can be an Achilles heel for them.
Yeah, I think Chelsea can send Timo Werner and seal the deal.
I think Timo might be able to do well over there because they create a lot of chances. So even if he misses a few, he might score a few.
Dude, City already has Sterling to do the Timo job. So you send Timo.
Yeah, yeah.
Then what will happen?
Then Sterling and Timo will compete with one another for who misses the worst ones.
So, Chelsea, and why I bring this question is because Chelsea basically beat Spurs 3-0 on the weekend, right?
Yes.
And for the first 45 minutes, Spurs seemed like they were in the game. They were playing quite well.
Yep.
And for a long time, it seemed like, okay, Chelsea will concede or at least it's going to be tough. But one change, which is to become more attacking, you bring a defensive midfielder and remove an attacker and the team hence becomes more attacking. And in the second half, it could have been 5 or 6-0 Chelsea. So that was an amazing change by Thomas Tuchel. What surprises me is that they've conceded only one goal in 5 games. And what surprises me even more is even Liverpool have conceded only one goal in 5 games.
Yes, but Liverpool have conceded, both of them have conceded from a set piece also at the same time. we've conceded from a penalty and they've conceded from a corner. So yeah. So Liverpool are going to keep up the pace along with the leaders. I have no doubts about it. The only thing that can probably stop Liverpool is one more injury in midfield. If Henderson's not 100% or if Fabinho goes missing, they already have a little bit of a niggle for Thiago Alcantara. So that is going to be, we'll have to see that. I think it's tonight because probably they have their Carabao Cup against Norwich tonight, I guess.
No, yesterday it was.
They played? No, Baba. They're going to play today. They're going to play a 16-year-old striker also, no?
Really?
Yeah, that's what.
They already beat Norwich 3-0.
They beat Norwich 3-0, okay. Yes. But I just followed the news that they were going to start a very young side.
Two goals and Origi scored a goal.
Oh. Okay, so they won 3-0. So basically, yeah. So that was, I was supposed to probably have a look at that particular game as to who can probably slot into midfield if there's one more injury.
Some guy called C. Jones. Is that Curtis Jones?
Yes, Curtis Jones, yes.
So why can't he play in the midfield?
Of course he can. It was just that Harvey Elliott started over him because he had been more impressive in the build-up to the season and in the preseason. So Harvey Elliott was over him, but now with Harvey Elliott gone, Curtis Jones slots in if there's no Thiago Alcantara.
Man,
so, yeah.
Are you not impressed with Thiago Alcantara and Fabinho's partnership this season?
Yes, I am. Thiago Alcantara last season looked a little out of bounds because I think it took him a little while to adapt to the pace of the Premier League because Bundesliga is played at a different pace. Even Werner realized it pretty quickly after coming to the Premier League and he's still not at terms or at abreast with that speed right now. Werner is still not there.
Werner is abreast with speed. He is not abreast with the ability to
With the speed of the Premier League. See, you don't have a lot of time to react to the Premier League.
I think Werner is abreast with speed of Premier League and everything. He's not abreast to the speed of running with a ball.
Yeah, but okay. But I was talking about Thiago Alcantara. So Alcantara is releasing the ball quicker. He is more creative right now. They needed that creative spark from midfield. They lost a very good player in Gini Wijnaldum over there. So those were big boots to fill in the first place. But maybe Keita and Alcantara together probably might be able to just see it through.
Okay. So let's talk about another game which happened on the weekend. Mm-hmm. There is this ex-Manchester United manager who thought it is like, you know, a great move to substitute and bring in a player to take a penalty in the 93rd minute. And then after that, this whole thing starts. David Moyes is like, you know, nahi, galti meri hai. I take full responsibility. Mark Noble is like, no, it is my responsibility. I'm like, why are you both crying post-match? Why can't you take a stupid point?
Nobody is going to sympathize with that kind of nonsense, I honestly believe. Yeah, when David Moyes was asked about this in a press conference, David Moyes said that, I did not know, I went by the record. And the record said that Noble has never missed a penalty.
From
I think he's scored, taken 13. He's taken 13, scored 13. So, he's never missed a penalty. So, he's like, I just went with the record. But David Moyes is an idiot if he believes that Noble has never taken a penalty like this one. Okay, that he's just come on and taken a penalty. I don't think he's ever done that. You're on the pitch. You already have Declan Rice on the pitch. Declan Rice has taken a penalty before. Probably he's missed one before as well, if I'm not wrong. But he's a decent penalty taker. He strikes it with power.
See, but Let's say, if Declan Rice misses it, then Manchester United will be happy to pay 100 million to West Ham next year to buy Declan Rice because they're like, yes, this guy got us to win this match.
Yes.
So, ye hamara hi ladka hai. So
ye it's hamara hi ladka hai.
Situation for West Ham.
Yeah, so I think the win-win situation for West Ham. Why? Even if Declan Rice would have taken it, he would have still been in a win-win situation. No, they would have gotten 100 million for Declan Rice.
That's what I'm saying. It's a win-win. If he had scored, West Ham gets a point. If he misses, Manchester United will be convinced to pay 100 million. So, there's like...
Declan Rice is probably the missing piece in the United jigsaw.
Dude, that jigsaw has like gone so overboard. We are in the fourth variation. But man, your guy, Cristiano Ronaldo, like, can he try not crying without falling on the floor for once?
I probably feel that one of them was a penalty. If not all of them were not.
I think why you feel like that, because if you see someone dive 20 times, you'll be like, "Abhi ek to sahi hoga."
Yeah, that can be. Yeah. But it's like Salah shooting. Salah keeps on shooting. Okay, so at one point of time, we'll feel like ek to chala hi jayega shayad. Chalo, koi baat nahi. Baar se rahe bhai to.
Haan, to ho gaya jata hai na.
Salah up till now has had 63 shots this season. In 5 games, he's had 63 shots. That's just absurd. I am not joking. You can Google this up.
12 shots a game.
Yes. Salah has shot 63 times in 5 game weeks. And he's only scored how many? 4 goals? I think 7 of them. Yeah, he scored 4 goals. I don't know. One's a penalty. Okay.
Dude, that is crazy. Who is having 63 shots?
Yes, Salah. Apparently.
Oh man. Well, let's see. There's one team I want to talk about, Azeem, which is like, you know, I thought Everton would do well this season and they were doing all right. And then I, along with Yash, saw this Everton Aston Villa game. And I told Yash while watching the game, like, you know, this year Everton may do well. From that moment on, they started losing the match.
was that the moment Leon Bailey came on? Yeah. So those 25 minutes were really bad. Okay, like Bailey took them to the dryers, literally cleaner. Oh my! Everton was all over the place. They couldn't handle him only.
So I told Yash while watching the game with him. I'm like, man, this Everton are playing so well. Maybe they will, you know, do well. And then Leon Bailey came on that minute. He came on, and then there was destruction. Am I to blame for this?
I think then probably Dean Smith should be giving you more phone calls as to when to put Leon Bailey in, I guess. I think you got the timing absolutely right.
The timing, you want to talk about spooky timing. So we were watching the Euro finals, no? And England were leading 1-0. And it was like, first half boring it was. I was talking to Baru. I'm like, Baru, yeah, what is this crap match? Like, why is Italy not scoring? He said, "Arre, don't take tension. 67th minute mein na goal hoga, tum dekh lena."
67th. That's precise.
And we're like, okay. And suddenly a goal is scored and we're celebrating and everything. And then it shows England won, Italy won. Italy, 67 minutes.
That's some voodoo. That's some really voodoo shit done by Baru over there.
And if you want proof that this actually happened, ask our dear friend Manav Madan. He was there and he was spooked as hell. He's like, what the hell?
Oh, Manav. Manav would be calling Baru Bhaiya. You have any pro tips on when the goal is going to come? For the United game, he definitely might be giving a call.
No. Nine. This has to work when you're in a certain state and like, you know.
Yeah. In the state Baru Bhaiya is in.
Yes. All right, let's take a break on football total. After the break, you should tell me who has been your player of the week. And then you should choose a game to watch over the weekend. Like the must game, must watch game. I think there's some two good games, but all right. So stay tuned to Football Total. All right. Welcome back to Football Total. Azeem is here with me. So Azeem, who has been your player of the week?
Okay. My player of the week would be Ivan Toney.
What? Why?
I think because Ivan Toney outperformed his, XG. He did outperform his XG, but more than that, if you saw the game, because I saw the game, and he literally bossed. Yeah. He literally bossed that game. Wolves. And Wolves up till now, but have been defensively very solid. Okay. And if you've seen all their games, they've played some tough sides and they've come out with their head held high. This one, I would say that they should take a little blame. But along with that, I'd say Toney had a fantastic, fantastic game. He literally bossed that defense line down. He was too good. He was too hot to handle. Nobody could handle Toney on the night. And they just won 2-0. And they were convincing in their win. And nobody gave Brentford a chance against Wolves. I think Wolves were at home also. They were at Molineux.
Yes.
Yeah, and even that couldn't stop Brentford from scoring too. And they were in control of the game. It wasn't that Wolves had any chance. I think Traore struck the post once, which is a mandatory strike every game. Mm-hmm. He will strike the woodwork every game, but he will not score because he just hates people who have gotten him in his FPL squad.
Yeah, but Adama is amazing. But anyway,
so yeah, Adama is amazing.
That's your... I'm so torn on who my player of the week should be. Why don't you, like, you know, choose for me Ismaila Sarr of Watford or Leon Bailey for just proving me to be such a genius?
That's a difficult choice. Both of them are fantastic picks. But I think let's go with Bailey because he had that impact in only 20 minutes. Okay, like 20, 25 minutes, it came on like, literally was the star of the show and then he just faded away. He's like, okay, done. Mera kaam ho gaya, main ja raha hai.
Let's actually see. Let me actually Google and see what are people talking about Leon Bailey.
Leon Bailey has had the second highest number of dribbles completed in the Bundesliga last season after Jadon Sancho.
Abhi, all that I know. I'm talking about like on the weekend. Okay, so there is this news article from a website called Birmingham Mail. The headline, Leon Bailey destroys Everton in just 20 minutes of action.
Yes, that's true. That is exactly what happened.
That was actually, that was more than enough to, I felt sorry for Everton at some point.
Yeah, even I did because they had some, they're missing Richarlison and Dominic Calvert.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I mean, yes, so I'm going to choose Leon Bailey as my player of the week. But why were they missing Richarlison and Dominic Calvert-Lewin? I don't really watch that much Premier League now.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin had a toe injury and then he suffered a muscle injury. And apparently his toe has a fracture as well. So he's going to be out for a bit, at least 3 weeks. So he's going to be out. I think it's the toe that is injured.
What do you mean? Fat toe?
Yeah, the fat toe. The thumb toe or whatever you want to call it.
What is that called?
Thumb toe? I guess thumb toe is right.
Thumb toe?
I think it's the biggest finger on the feet, right? So probably thumb toe would be the one. I don't know. I have never figured this one out.
Biggest, what is the biggest? Oh, it's the great toe or hallux.
Achha, great toe. So I think let's stick with great toe. Yeah, so I think his great toe is fractured. So that's why he's out. And I think even Richarlison is carrying a little bit of an injury, I guess.
He looks like a toe.
He's always grumpy. Richarlison's always, even if he'll score, he'll be grumpy about the entire goal.
Yeah, like
and
he gate crashed into Neymar's like viewing party on Instagram or something. He became a star in followers. He was grumpy even then.
Yeah, Richarlison has some serious anger issues.
So you think that is why Everton didn't play well?
Yeah, yeah. They're lacking a focal point in Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Dominic Calvert-Lewin does more than just score goals. He brings the ball down very well, gets everybody involved in the play. And that helps Everton build from behind and the transition is better. Without him, there is nobody to hold the ball up and they're just facing a problem getting the ball out of their own midfield.
Okay, but they started the season decently, no?
They did start the season, but then they had DCL available for those. Yeah. So in all those three games, I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin has 3 goals. One from open play, there was a beautiful header, and I think 2 penalties.
Okay. All right. Let's come to the games of the weekend. So the weekend starts with Chelsea versus Manchester City.
Yeah.
And one of the last games of the weekend is the North London Derby.
Yes.
Where everyone's going to cry.
I'm gonna have a real fun time watching the North London Derby. Right. It's gonna be.
What is your game? What is the if like? I know you're going to choose one of the two. So if you have to choose like one game to watch, what would it be among these two?
That's a very easy answer. You already
know the answer. Right? So for me, of course, I don't have your kind of agenda. So it will definitely be the Chelsea Man City game. But you know, I'm a football fanatic in those kind. I'm gonna watch every game, anyways. So there is no. There's no choice.
I don't think. I mean, if left up to me, I would watch the North London Derby. Chelsea City is going to be like so boring.
Chelsea City is gonna be. I probably feel from a neutral perspective, it might be a little boring because that might.
Both of them are wearing blue. Like what the. Who is passing to who?
No, I think we'll be in our home kit and they'll be in that away kit of theirs, that the black one, I guess. Oh. Or they might be in their third kit.
Whatever, man. I don't know. Arsenal versus Spurs seem like, you know, something.
What do you, what's your prediction for the North London Derby?
For the North London Derby, Spurs going to win 4-1.
Spurs 4-1. Four goals. Who's going to score four goals for them not being able to score one?
Harry Kane has been abused so much in the last 3 days. He will score a hat-trick.
I so knew this answer was going to come. Harry Kane has been abused. Yeah, but Harry Kane has gotten a lot of hate because of the way he's been playing. He's just wandering on the ground, okay? Like a ghost. Okay, like a zombie. He doesn't want to play. Exactly. What has the manager put me in? I don't want to play in the first place.
Exactly. So he's going to score two goals for that. The third goal he's going to score is because supposedly Patrick Vieira said, I've never lost against Spurs. So Harry Kane uska bhi gussa nikalega. Fourth is like to prove to his own fans.
With no goal for Steven Bergwijn?
He's injured.
I think he's injured. Oh, yeah. No, Steven Bergwijn. Lucas Moura? I think Son might chip in with one, right?
So, supposedly for that game, Son and, not Son, this guy, Lucas Moura and Bergwijn are, what do you call, injury possibility.
Concerns. Yeah, injury concerns. Yeah,
but the one goal which Spurs are going to concede is going to be because of a stray pass by Dalla Ali.
Or Eric Dier, dude.
Dude, you can't blame Dier for what happened on the weekend. Poor guy, he was standing. He just hit his foot and goes. As a human being, he's unlucky.
Oh, Eric Dier. Yeah, I think as a human being, he's unlucky. I will agree with that statement.
Yeah, so many footballers' families go to the stadium, but only his family got abused. That he had to. The black players are like, God, racism is alive, but still this white guy's brother is being abused.
Even they might be amazed, okay, this is something new. I think we can only experience this at Spurs.
Yeah.
This is a Spurs exclusive experience. Only Spurs can dish this out.
Not even Spurs. This is like Eric Dier exclusive.
So Eric Dier is at Spurs, though. I think nobody's buying Eric Dier. I think he'll just retire at Spurs.
Even Spurs didn't want him, but then they're like, we need bodies to fill. Like Harry Kane is playing like Eric Dier now.
I think Dier can probably play strike right now because I think Harry Kane anyway is not playing well. Dier bole ga main khelta hai bhai.
He's like counting the number of people in the stadium, Harry Kane.
ऐसे भी abuse तो मिल रहा ही है. Defense में मिलने से अच्छा offense में ले लेंगे abuse. Eric Dier will be like, fine यार, I'd rather take the abuse in offense.
Yeah, let's Eric go. Dier is like, I will anyway be abused. What's the point?
I think I'm going for a totally different scoreline. I think Arsenal win this 1-0.
Oh, Nicolas Pepe to score if for both of us.
Yes, Nicolas Pepe will score. Yeah, I think even I am optimistic that probably Pepe might create one moment of magic from somewhere and score.
All right.
And I think Arteta is just very conservative in his defense, so he'll just keep it short.
All right, that's our prediction for the game, which is not even your selected game of the week. So, yep. Chelsea versus Manchester City, what's your predicted score?
2-0 Chelsea.
I think 8-4 Chelsea.
8-4. It's not even a 10. It does not even qualify for a tennis scoreline anymore. It's a different game altogether. 8-4, that's 12 goals. That's probably one goal every 8 minutes.
Sante and Jorginho hat tricks each.
So what will Lukaku do if Kante and Jorginho are scoring?
Lukaku will score 2. And since Manchester City don't have a striker, Werner will score 3 for them.
So, okay. So, if I'm getting it right, R8 is done. 2 by Lukaku and 3 by Jorginho and Kante. Out of their 4, 3 are done by Werner himself. Okay. So, which is the one that remains? Who's going to score that unfortunate goal?
Kepa own goal.
How can he score? Okay. Oh, you know, Kepa will score an own goal. Fine. I think Mendy might be fit again. He had just had a small injury concern. So, I think Mendy will come back into the line.
Achha, okay. So, you're saying that it won't be 8-4. Fine. What's your prediction?
I did say 2-0 to Chelsea because it's at Stamford Bridge and we've not conceded a single goal from open play up till now. I'm confident we can defend and we'll get our chances.
Don't you think at some point Chelsea will concede a goal and that day your prediction will go wrong?
Yeah, but I think Chelsea will concede a goal when we are not at our attentive best or we are not concentrating or focused enough, like the West Brom game. Okay, we did not deserve the West Brom game under Tuchel as well. But we just lost our focus and everything just went haywire and then it was downhill from there. So, we just couldn't come back or make a comeback on that one. So, I think we'll have that kind of a game where everybody is a little chilled and relaxed and then somebody will just go and score one and we'll be like, oh my God, somebody even scored. Okay, they can score. So, now they'll start getting serious and then Tuchel will put a rocket up their backside. I think we'll just win that one, but we'll concede. Yes, we are going to concede.
Fine. But for this game, 2-0.
Nah. I am thinking Man City will not be able to. Let that striker problem be a little more apparent in front of us.
Cool. My game of the week is Maurizio Sarri versus Jose Mourinho.
It's Juventus versus Roma.
Dude.
No, Maurizio Sarri is... Yeah.
Lazio versus Roma.
Lazio versus Roma, yes.
Yes. The Sunday blockbuster. Is Lazio versus Roma.
I don't know. What's the kind of relationship the both of them share? Like
They love each other.
Yeah. I'm pretty confident because both of them are a little bit of a similar personality too.
You can't. He's not cool. Conte is not cool.
Conte is not cool, but Yeda zarur hai.
But these two people are cool, no? Like during the weekend or something. Our man Sarri, he was watching from the stands. He got bored. He whipped out a cigarette. He's smoking and giving instructions. Use bolti se pass karne ko.
and Mourinho celebrating with the crowd.
Yeah,
92nd, 93rd minute goal. Like he won the Champions League or something, no?
Roma's captain, Mancini, he's like Mourinho told him, ki, you're not going for the set piece. Mancini said, main ja raha hai. He went, he scored a goal. First, he went to Mourinho. And Mourinho is putting on Instagram, when they don't listen to him and still score a goal.
Yeah. I saw that post.
Because he has given specific instructions.
So basically, don't follow what Mourinho says and you'll win the game.
Then Mancini also said, I should listen to my manager. I'm very scared of him.
And in his head, he might be like, when I want to.
Pagal hai.
He didn't spell it out.
So you don't watch Serie A, but Lorenzo
Pellegrini. And I don't.
Lorenzo Pellegrini and Mancini have become true converts. So they will do anything the man says. And Lazio obviously has Immobile and Lord Pedro and everyone.
Lord Pedro's there. Yes, his favorite player.
Lord Pedro was at Roma. He was at Roma. And when Mourinho was sacked from Chelsea, Pedro said, it was not a happy time or some bullshit like that. Mourinho didn't even let him attend first team training. Pedro along with 7 fellows were not even asked to train with under 23. They had some group of 8 unwanted fellows running around.
Only Mourinho can do this, okay? He will go and just disrupt things because he wants to. There is no head or tail to it.
Dude, there is a lot of head or tail. Pedro was one of the highest paid. Like Roma's wage structure compared to the crap they used to produce is out of whack. So they had to get rid of all these. But he didn't even let them train at under-23s. He said, ki tum 8 log separately train karo. And Pedro is like, sir, can I show my skill? He said, no. Go away.
I've already seen your skill. I don't want to see any more of your skill. Yes.
Then Pedro calls Sarri because Sarri became Lazio manager. He's like, sir, I have scored 6 goals for you. Sarri said, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. Then a week later, Lazio said, salary cut lega to hum lenge.
So, kitna salary kata Pedro ka?
20% or 30% they cut his salary. For him to move across town.
log Pedro ki umar mein race le rahe hai, Pedro bhi sara cut le raha hai yaar, had ho rahi.
Sari smoking from the stands asking him to run life right center.
सर मैं भागने थोड़ी आया हूँ यहाँ पे, मैं तो स्किल दिखाने आया था.
ये स्किल, व्हाट स्किल? जस्ट वन स्टूपिड इडियट.
ओ बाप रे, सीरिया इज अ फनी लीग.
सर कैन आई स्कोर गोल? नो, पास इट टू इमोबिली एंड यू रन बैक.
यूवेंटस इज ओनली हैड लाइक 2 पॉइंट्स फ्रॉम 4 गेम्स और समथिंग लाइक दैट, राइट?
दे आर नॉट हैविंग अ गुड टाइम एंड एलेग्री हैज अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क टू डू.
वी गो टू ट्यूरिन? नो, वी दिस वीक.
अच्छा,
चेल्सी गोज टू ट्यूरिन.
आई लाइक, व्हेन इज अजीम एंड सारू गोइंग? ओ शिट, टिकट आल्सो.
सेम हियर. नो, डोंट, वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू गो टू ट्यूरिन राइट नाउ, बट या चेल्सी गो टू ट्यूरिन टू प्ले यूवेंटस,
करेक्ट?
आई होप वी कैन जस्ट मेक इजी वर्क ऑफ इट एंड कम होम.
इवन इफ यू डोंट, इट्स ओके. जस्ट लाइक गिव लुकाकू रेस्ट, प्ले वर्नर, सम वाइट फेलो.
आई थिंक वर्नर विल प्ले टुनाइट एनीवेज.
He has to know at some point, he has to give one goal.
yeah, I think. Let's hope that goal comes against Aston Villa today.
If he's lacking so much in confidence, own goal hi maar de, at least you'll know where the net is.
Maar raha hai na, teen to maarne wala hai. Weekend pe teen maar raha hai. The full confidence. Confidence. Teen own goal.
Thiago Silva chump ho dega. Bug ass.
रो देगा वर्नर, ऐसे भी बेचारा ऑलमोस्ट रो दिया, बस यही बच गया.
Yeah. Anyway, so the my game of the weekend is Lazio versus Roma, and it is going to be a very fun, entertaining game. And
what time is it?
It is on Sunday night, 9:30 PM.
Okay.
Yes. So if I'm going to do like free marketing, Boot is the channel app. Guys, please get on it. Serie A rocks. The only characters.
Every rejected character from the Premier League is over there in Serie A.
Dude, oh, no. There's so many. There's some actually quite nice fellows. You know, this. I was watching Sassuolo versus Roma a few weeks ago. Do you remember a player called Jeremy Boga?
Yes, I do.
He plays for Sassuolo.
Acha. Jeremy Boga used to play in the Premier League, right?
What in the Premier League? He was a Chelsea youth player.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he plays for them now.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of Chelsea youth which I'd have lost track of. I don't even know where Gael Kakuta is. I don't even... I just found out that Baker we sold this time. Bate we sold this time. I didn't know where they were before this. Oh, yes. Chelsea youth, if I keep a track, I'll just lose my mind. So it's best that I don't.
Yeah, then I'll
we'll focus on the ones that make it to the starting 11.
Dude, and I was watching one more game over the weekend. I was watching Augsburg versus Mönchengladbach, right? Because I kind of like, I think this year I want to like follow Mönchengladbach a little and stuff like that. So I was just watching it and suddenly I see this fellow play for Augsburg, Reece Oxford.
Reece Oxford, I don't remember. He's
West Ham fellow.
So yeah, so everybody probably, like I said, okay, the people who can't make it in the Premier League go to the Serie A.
No, they don't. I mean, Reece Oxford is in Bundesliga. Yeah, he's actually quite decent.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I am. So it is fun. So that's my game of the week. The Madman Derby. So
cigarette phekega sari Mourinho mein cigarette phekega.
Dude, that whole city is crazy. Right, I will explain on some other day on how big, like how mad Roma is. It is like unbelievable trying to manage that club because it just makes every manager mad. So the day Mourinho was announced, no, they like some painter of Roma on a building. He just paints Mourinho on a scooter with Roma scarf and everything. And like 3 weeks after that, they may announce Lazio announced Sarri as manager. अगले दिन जाके देखते हैं उस दीवार को blue बना के Sarri को scooter पे बिठा रही है.
So the both those clubs the rivalry spills over even outside the stadium.
Yes, but Lazio is a much smaller club compared to what Roma is. So
yeah, that I could figure because that much history I would know. But yeah, Lazio might not be able to compete with Roma in terms of the history Roma have.
But Roma has like a lot more things. Like, their fan following is like another level.
A better stadium as well, right?
But stadium is okay. I'm talking about in general, the city of Rome follows Roma, the entire city. Lazio is like the Vasai of the Vasai of Rome.
Bassin.
But that Vasai place, they are crazy there. They do a lot of on that note, Azim, thanks a lot for coming in.
Most welcome.
And let us see whose prediction comes true on the weekend. And
yeah, I hope mine
Harry Kane scores 2 goals. You had it.
I think Harry Kane's brace might be something which can happen. But I'm still predicting a 1-0 for Arsenal. I'm just thinking Arsenal might be able to just nick this one. And give Mikel Arteta a boost for his managerial
As long as Nicolas Pepe is scoring, I'm fine for Arsenal.
As long as Mikel Arteta stays at Emirates, I'm fine.
What will happen otherwise?
I like Mikel Arteta.
No, you don't. Stop making up crap.
It's like I like Mikel Arteta to stay at Arsenal, so Arsenal stay where they are.
Dude, I think that race has been run. Whoever comes in, they will stay where they are.
No. I don't think they have that bad a squad. I think they can probably have a little bit of a change at the helm. But I'm happy with Mikel. Mikel's diplomatically correct, speaks well. He's nice.
Cool. Okay. I hope my man Nuno whacks them then.
Nuno's a gunda. Looks like a gunda. He'll kill somebody. he looks like those. Remember those goons who stand in the dark and they're just ready to stab somebody who walks through. I think Nuno gives those kind of stares to his own players while on the technical area.
I'm sure he was staring. Like, where is Harry? What is Harry doing?
Harry to tell Rai. Harry tell
right. All right. Okay, Azim. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.